Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Hello, America. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm glad you're here. We're excited about having our good friend Ed Skip McLaughlin here. Ed is the author of a new book, brand spanking new, just released today, The Purpose is Profit. He joined us a few months ago, and we kind of gave you a little bit of a peek into the book, and we asked him to come back and so we could help him launch it on the day of this release, and that's today. And we're glad he's back. Skip, welcome back.
Hey, Jim, thanks. Very excited to be on the show again.
Good to have you back. And folks, Ed is a real estate investor and an angel investor, and he's actually has a company that does all that, and he's been a member of a number of other corporate, has quite a significant corporate background, and an award-winning person in his career. Ed, Skip, let's talk about this. The purpose is profit. You know, when you say that to someone, I mean, most people who've been around a while will say, "Well, duh," right?
Absolutely.
The purpose
absolutely.
Is profit. So, tell us why you use that title.
Well, you know, when we sat back and decided to launch on this project about 3.5 years ago, the first thing we thought through was, okay, what's the primary message? Now, we got people putting their time, their money, and their reputation at risk in starting new businesses. Mm-hmm. And what's the core principle that needs to be in the forefront of every entrepreneur's mind as they launch? And I personally believe the concept of profit, because I hear time and again, entrepreneurs launch businesses, they're very excited. They may even have a few pre-orders. They've got a brand. They've got business cards. They get an operating location. They hire their first employee. But my whole concept is I think you need to factor how you're going to make a profit in every business decision from the get-go.
And that's totally lost in the early days. Because in those days, the purpose is cash flow.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, that's just the way it is. And it's not even because somebody's misguided. It's the mechanics of the thing. Because the first thing you want is a sale. What is a sale? A sale is revenue. And so it's natural. I make a sale. You give me the money. I give you the goods. Hey, I made a sale. That's what we want. If we're in business, we want to make sales. And let the accountants worry about the profit, right? That's kind of the way entrepreneurs are, especially if we want to make things happen. So we're a little bit at cross purposes with ourselves, aren't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. And in today's entrepreneurial environment, there's this struggle of, do I build a business that changes the world? Do I focus on user growth, or do I focus on profit growth and build a niche business? And what I did is I took a step back and said, 99% of entrepreneurs typically will start a niche business, build some success, and grow from there. It's really less than 1% that are what the so-called unicorns. And I find a lot of entrepreneurs starting businesses nowadays, instead of thinking about, okay, I'm putting my time, my money, and my reputation at risk. I've got a limited amount of capital. I need to make a profit. In order to succeed. When I started my business, I had two young children. I obviously had their education expense,
right,
the cost of living, and so on. So it was not a decision of I could take 5 or 10 years to make a profit. I had to make a profit pretty much from the get-go.
I had two teenagers and two mortgages.
Okay.
that cuts to the chase real quick for you, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and it's funny, we had some folks question the purpose is profit, because in today's day and age, you know, this concept of make a profit is really a topic that somehow kind of flies in the face of what's going on. In other words, people are like, well, what are you doing for society?
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm all for that. I just see it as you make
society
a profit.
Society can't benefit from businesses if businesses don't make a profit first.
Exactly.
You are exactly right, and that's the thing. You know, I've got a professor friend, an entrepreneurship professor, who asked his new freshmen these days, who are joining the entrepreneurship curriculum. They're going to get a major in entrepreneurship. They show up at college intending to become entrepreneurs. He polls them what their attitude about profit is. Two-thirds of them think profit is negative. It's bad.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that picture, right? Hold on to that thought. Skip McLaughlin, ladies and gentlemen. Ed Skip McLaughlin is the co-author of The Purpose is Profit. We're going to talk some more about this after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.